This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The grisly, live-streamed police shooting death of Philando Castile last year is now a trial of both police officer Geronimo Yanez, who is accused of manslaughter and other serious charges after responding to a traffic stop last July, and it's a trial on the value of live-stream testimony evidence. Castile, who had a legal permit to carry a handgun, was shot to death when, according to Officer Yanez's defense, Castile was reaching for his weapon, but according to his girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, he was actually reaching for his identification. Reynolds, a passenger in the car, along with her four-year-old daughter, live-streamed the tragic aftermath with her cell phone.
We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh, my God, please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are, please.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him.
Jurors yesterday watched that video as well as new footage from the police dash camera. Yanez is being charged with second-degree manslaughter and two felony counts for reckless discharge of a firearm. He's thought to be the first police officer in Minnesota to be criminally charged in a police shooting. Reham Fashir is a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio News and co-host of the podcast 74 Seconds. That 74 seconds is the amount of time that elapsed between the moment Officer Yanez turned on his squad car lights to the seventh and final shot fired into Castile's car.
Today is day 7 of the trial, and after a week of jury selection last week, testimony started 2 days ago. And it started with Diamond Reynolds. She was the closest witness to the shooting and the woman who live-streamed the aftermath. She was on the stand for quite a while, questioned by the prosecution and cross-examined by the defense. And Yanez's partner at the time also testified.
And is Reynolds viewed as a responsible witness here, and does the live stream bolster her credibility? Does it create an argument for the defense? I'm very interested to know how the defense for this officer is placing this live streamed information in context.
Well, she was questioned for a while by the prosecution, and they played her the Facebook Live video along with the dash cam video. And they did provide additional evidence to confirm her testimony as far as what she did that day. The defense questioned her for quite a while. They cross-examined her for a while. And during that testimony, they tried to point out inconsistencies in some of the statements that she'd made in terms of where Philando Castile carried his wallet, whether it was on the right side or the left side, whether he was trying to unbuckle his seatbelt or was he trying to reach for a wallet. They also talked a lot about marijuana. Marijuana has been an issue that has come up over and over in some of these pretrial filings. So they questioned her on whether she knew there was marijuana in the car or not, and if she was the one that bought the marijuana or if it was Philando Castile that bought the marijuana. Those are the types of things that they questioned her on.
What's the community's response to all of this, and how closely are they paying attention?
Well, the courtroom is usually packed. There are so many people, you know, sitting on both sides. There are plenty of reporters covering this trial. The judge is very strict. He issued an order saying there should be no facial expressions, no reactions, and also no protesting or any gatherings outside the courtroom. So we haven't seen any of that. And Castile's family has been very careful not to comment on anything during this trial because they want to make sure that Officer Yanez gets a fair trial.
Reham Fashir is a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio News. She's also co-host of the podcast 74 Seconds on Minnesota Public Radio News and American Public Media. Reham, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.